To decrease the spread of COVID-19, residents are being asked to stay home except to get the essentials like food. Although the National Grocers Association assures there's not a food shortage in the U.S., some store shelves are sparse. But as Brittany Patterson reports, as spring unfolds, the pandemic is boosting some West Virginians' connection to locally grown food.
That is the sound of me planting what I hope in a few months will be zucchini. Like many people, I look forward to spring, not just for warm temperatures and sunnier days, but for the chance to begin my summer garden. To be clear, I'm not new to gardening. I actually grew up on an organic farm. But one of the big sells of moving to West Virginia from Washington, D.C. 2 years ago was the thought of having a big backyard garden. And we have, to varying degrees of success. But this year, thanks in large part to forced self-isolation, it feels different. Being outside, putting my hands in the dirt, planting this garden, this is the stuff my daydreams are made of right now. And as it turns out, I am not alone.
The last couple of years, we've had probably around like 200 participants for the whole campaign. And they've, you know, kind of filtered in as the summer months went on.
That's Kristen McCartney, a public health specialist with WVU Extension. And she heads up an online gardening program they run called Grow This. The program aims to get more West Virginians into gardening and provides free seeds for four crops to anyone in the state.
This year, within 3 days of posting the first post for the year, we had over 1,000 people sign up, and we now have over 5,000.
When I found out about this program a few weeks ago, even I signed up. This year, as the coronavirus pandemic was unfolding here in the U.S., McCartney promoted Grow This with an image of a victory garden, the wartime gardens that were popular during World War I and World War II.
Victory garden. That's the answer. We can grow food for victory in our own backyards and even in vacant lots where perhaps only weeds flourished before.
And in the time of COVID-19, McCartney says the idea of growing more food seems to have hit a nerve with many West Virginians.
I think that resonated with people, that this is a time to kind of pull together as a community and do what we can for ourselves and other people around us. And so part of that right now is just staying home. And another part is, you know, ensuring that our food supply is secure and people can be fed.
There's another role the state's local food system is playing. There are more than 20,000 farms in West Virginia, and 97% of them are considered small. 93% are family-owned, according to the USDA. Fritz Bettner is a farmer and heads up the Turn Row Appalachian Food Collective. The organization serves as a food hub and helps get produce from dozens of small growers into the hands of schools, restaurants, and people across Central Appalachia. And he says business right now, well,
our cooler is full and we had our biggest sales week in our history this week.
He says Turn Row is seeing people flock to their online ordering system to get their hands on fresh produce, which is good because the virus has also majorly impacted where West Virginia farmers were selling their food.
Restaurants were our biggest market channel. It has, you know, obviously those market channels have stopped buying because restaurants are closing down. They're not having the volume.
And as schools close their doors, they too stop buying local produce. Bettner says, like many of us who are wondering how long this pandemic will last, farmers are concerned. But the massive influx of individuals buying local produce from Turn Row actually gives him a lot of hope.
We need to have a food system intact as we weather this crisis because we don't know how long it's going to go on for. We need to think about food security, and our food system in West Virginia and Central Appalachia will help, you know, get us through this. And I think people, in my mind, are sort of wanting to invest in that. Like, okay, we got to make sure we have this. We better invest in our local farmers because we're going to need them.
For now, Bettner says he and other farmers at Turn Row are staying the course, fulfilling orders of locally grown produce while keeping social distancing guidelines in mind. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.
Since we spoke with Kristen McCartney a few weeks ago, interest in the Grow This program has exploded. More than 25,000 West Virginians have signed up to receive seeds.